What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into a Tuesday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. You can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt each and every morning here on bettingpros.com, wherever you get your podcasts, and on YouTube as well. Remember, we've got offers available for you guys. You want to hop in. The BetMGM offers $20 to win $100 on any event. Using promo code JUICE100 is above me on YouTube in case you ever forget how to use it. BetMGM.com or on the BetMGM application. You could have used that free $20 roll on any of the plays that we have going right now as I record overnight, maybe as you're listening. I don't know when you listen, but here's what we've got going on right now. And it's going to limit a little bit where we are. And if this card doesn't scream July the 27th, I don't know what the hell does, because I have got a Mexico-Canada softball bet going. Mexico plus 1.5 runs at plus 120. It's 2-1 Canada as we speak right now. Some of you guys got plus 2.5 runs for Mexico at plus money. I mean, what? There's some crazy numbers out there, but we'll see what the final score winds up being. The rain's a problem, though, as I'm getting text messages from my softball guy. Dave Sherapin's like, uh-oh, rain's a problem. The pitchers can't spin the ball. We didn't bet the under. Hopefully the rain goes away for Japan and USA, because we did bet the under there. Under 4 for Japan and Team USA. Hopefully the rain kind of clears out. They're having a typhoon, right, in Japan, in Tokyo? Like, what? Okay, COVID, typhoons, like Mother Nature is telling us that she really does not want us to have the Olympics. But so I've got plus 1.5 runs from Mexico going. I've got under 4 runs for Japan and Team USA in the gold medal game. So softball play for the bronze medal game, softball play for the gold medal game. And we have Team USA and we've got Australia in women's soccer. It's a big women's card day. Both teams to score, no draw, even money. The no draw is a big part of that, okay? No draw, meaning it does not go to extra time. Both teams to score, no draw, even money for Team USA and for Australia. Okay, so those three bets are going right now as we speak. We went 1-1 yesterday in baseball, minus 105 hits for the Red Sox. And I'm going to do something here, okay? I'm going to bet the Red Sox for the rest of the week. Okay, I'm going to have a play on the Red Sox for the rest of the week. I need something to entertain myself because, one, betting on Olympic softball, Olympic soccer is just not going to get, it's just not going to do it. And baseball is absolutely the doldrums, the dog days. This is awful. It is so hard to win money right now in baseball. It is just flip a coin. Just like I may have more success closing my eyes and throwing darts. Okay, I had the Tigers plus 1 after 5 innings. They were down 2-0. They scored 2 runs in the top of the 6th inning. All right, they gave up a bunch of runs in the bottom of the 6th inning, but that was incredibly frustrating that they scored after the 5th inning. When I needed just one run, a 2-1 game, and we were good. We would have pushed. Instead, we lose because it's 2-0, and it's just they had a runner thrown out at third base, and just it's just I was really mad about that, and it's crazy. The if you're following me on TikTok, the plays I'm putting on TikTok are losing like incredibly, but everything else is doing fairly well. So like I'm picking one bet out of like the 4 or 5 a day, and I keep on picking the loser on TikTok. So I don't know. It's just I'm afraid to put anything on there tonight because I like my bets and I don't want to curse anything as to what we're going to be on here for our TikTok plays coming up here today. Okay, so here's the thing. The Pete Rose autographed jersey is coming up in August, okay? And we might, and it's a big might, but I'm taping later on today, I'm taping the second episode of the Sharps Report with Captain Jack Andrews. And 3 of you have sent me questions. That's great. If you want to send me questions before we tape, we're going to tape at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Go right ahead and I'll ask Captain Jack the question that you may have, whatever you may want to know from him. We'll ask him that question for the Sharps Report for episode 3. But we are close, and we're not there yet, but we are close to securing Pete Rose for the Sharps Report. I told you I'd be going after some pretty big names. Now, the one thing I will say about this, just so you guys know about this, okay? I have told the company this, youpicktrade.com. I've told them that I do not recommend selling picks. I said that I blasted them on my radio show and everywhere about the fact that they had signed a deal with the Vegas Golden Knights, and that I was totally transparent. And the guy who is booking Pete Rose said, no problem. We understand. It's all good. Okay. I still think that someone in the last minute is going to pull this and be like, yeah, let's not put one of our guys on with Matt Peralta. But they asked me, they approached me and they said, hey, we'd like to put Pete Rose on your podcast. And I said, okay, but here are the ground rules. Here's the background. Here's how I feel about buying picks. Yeah, you know, I will talk to Pete, but this is not going to be, you know, a cushy, you know, softball interview when it comes to him selling picks. And he was like, yep, Pete's good with all of it. He can answer any question that you've got. And he's hit 70% of his bets this baseball season. Like, okay. So Pete Rose could be the fourth guest on the Sharps Report. We're still trying to work out the details, but that's on the table as being potential. So Pete Rose, autographed jersey in August, but maybe a Pete Rose appearance on the Sharps Report. So if you've not subscribed to the Sharps Report, it's on Spotify. I have no idea what Apple is doing. I'm sorry. It's been 3 weeks. It's a joke. We submitted it 3 weeks ago to Apple, and we're still waiting for approval for Apple to get on their platform. It is outrageous. But hey, nothing we can do but sit there and wait and feed people to Spotify until then. So Captain Jack Andrews will be out on Wednesday for episode 3, and then episode 4 might be pretty fun. we might be able to have a pretty fun interview coming up for episode 4. All right. So we've got these 3 bets going on tonight. Okay. Going overnight. So we'll wake up to some bets today. Let's talk about Team USA in Iran, however you want to make fun of me for saying it, that's fine. I'm from Boston. We have our A's, Boston, okay? We do the A's, Iran, okay? Just deal with it. The line is 41.5 or 42, okay? I just have a thing. I'm not going to handicap much. I'm not going to go deep into this. I'm just taking 42 points, all right? Plus 42 points at minus 113 is where I saw this. Let me just double check on this. No, minus 110. Okay. It's plus 42 at minus 110. Plus 42, minus 110. Iran against Team USA. I'm sorry. I'm just you say, Matt, you're betting against you. Yeah, it's a 12:40 Eastern time start. It's a late game on Tuesday night for me, but I just think Team USA is going to pull up, and I just don't think they're going to be, you know, looking to beat somebody by 50. Okay, maybe, but these guys play hard. They played hard to the end against the Czech Republic. They were down by 21 points, and they were able to come back and make it a game. I don't think that's going to happen for Team USA, but I just think there's something wrong with our roster right now, and I don't think this is going to be the Dream Team Part 2. I don't think this is going to be a Globetrotter type of game. I'm going to take the 42 points. Iran plus 42 points against Team USA at minus 110. Half a unit. Other half a unit is a little bit of a hedge on that. Okay. Team USA might come out and just eviscerate Iran. The first half line's 23.5. Okay. I am going to lay that for a half a unit. Team USA against Iran -23.5. I do think they'll play hard in the first half. I do think they could be angry. I do think that they're going to want to get out there and flex their muscles a little bit. And when Team USA is not tired and Team USA is out there, I mean, perimeter shooting could be a really big thing. If you're looking for prop bets, look for perimeter shooting. Look for guys who are going to hit the three a lot. Team USA missed a ton of threes. They are clearly prioritizing the three-point shot, and they've got some really good shooters. You would think that Booker and Holiday will have some rest after flying across the world and then getting into a uniform and playing as many minutes as those guys played. They'll be rested and good to go. So you would think that, you know, Middleton, Holiday, and Booker will be good to go, will be better in this game. Look, I think Team USA wins. I'm not saying they're going to lose this game like they did against France. I just think Team USA isn't going to cover a 42-point line, but maybe they're up by 30 at halftime. That's possible. I could easily see that. Team USA plays hard for a half, and then they kind of coast for the rest of the way, and they don't really care. It might be sweaty. It might be crazy, but Team USA -23.5 is -113. So we'll lay that for a half a unit, -23.5, Team USA against Iran. And then for the game, +42, we'll take Iran to just keep the game within 40 points. It's all we need. We lose, you know, 90-60 and we're good to go there. Okay. And we're fine with it. I think in the first half, Team USA gets up to a fast start, and then they kind of coast in the fourth quarter, and maybe Iran makes another run like they did against the Czech Republic to come inside. So I'm not laying 42 points. That's just insanity. Principle. Okay. I'm taking the 42. If I lose both bets, so be it. Okay. Half a unit both times. We're going there with Team USA against Iran in Olympic basketball. And I've got one more play for you in baseball for a half a unit, and it is the Red Sox. I told you, I'm going to bet the Red Sox a lot, okay? I'm going to bet the Red Sox pretty much all week because it's the only thing I'm winning consistently is betting on the Red Sox. So I'm going to bet the Red Sox until I lose two bets in a row on the Red Sox, okay? That's what I'm going to do. I don't want this. I think a part of me felt like I didn't want this to turn into like a Red Sox fan podcast, but because my record matters, my record on the Red Sox is stupid good. Like, it is really, really good. Betting than now watch me fall on my face and suck for the next 2 weeks. But going into it, I've had weeks where I've gone like 10-2 betting on Red Sox games. It's just that I don't always use it because sometimes I bet it late. Sometimes I bet it in game. It's just kind of how I've been with the Red Sox, but they're my team and I've been following them, and we've got that 79 win ticket. So I've clearly saw them right going in, and we got them right last night. So I'm going to go back here to the first five run line. And here's the thing. Blue Jays are starting Robbie Ray. Red Sox are starting Garrett Richards. So let me pull up some of the numbers here. And I let's just start with Garrett Richards here as to how he has been. So there is a stat you need to know about with Garrett Richards in the first inning. Garrett Richards in the first inning is absolutely horrific. His ERA is over 8. So I might come back here and say, let's bet on Garrett Richards. 8.53 in the first inning for Garrett Richards. He's given up 18 earned runs. That is by far the most of any inning he has given up so far this year. 18 runs in the first inning, 14 runs in the second inning, 5 runs in the third, 6 runs in the fourth, and then 6 runs in the eighth inning, which is a really weird stat. His ERA in the sixth inning, giving up 8 earned runs, is 9.82. He must have had a game in there that just everything went to crap for him in the sixth inning. But Garrett Richards at home is not very good, but he's been okay in the second half. Okay, he's 1-0. His ERA is 6.35 in the second half, only having one start. Went 5 2/3, gave up 4 earned runs, 3 home runs, and that's the thing that scares the heck out of me here against this Blue Jays team, who absolutely mashes. He gave up 11 home runs in the first half of the year, 3 home runs in his first start in the second half of the year. That is not a good, that's not good. But he does get some run support, which is kind of wild. The Red Sox have scored runs with him on the mound, kind of thinking that they're going to have to score runs with him. But his numbers in the first inning are really pretty wild. When you start to like break it down, you're like, wait, how did this happen? 8.53 ERA in the first inning, 6.75 ERA in the second inning. So he gets hit. He's going to have 10 home runs in the first 2 innings this season. So Blue Jays to score a run in the first inning, pretty good. The problem is, if you want to bet, if he doesn't give up any runs, the problem is Robbie Ray is really good. He's 8-5 with a 3.12 ERA. But in terms of Robbie Ray, he's kind of the exact opposite when it comes to his innings by innings. 1.89 ERA in the first inning, 0.95 ERA in the second inning, 2.37 ERA in the third inning, 1.42 ERA in the fourth inning, and 5.5 ERA in the sixth inning, or in the fifth inning, 7.24 in the sixth inning. Again, another one of these six innings where they get rocked. Starting pitchers, they can't make it out of the sixth inning because they give up runs, and that's why the number is so elevated. But in the first inning, it would probably, if you bet yes run in the first inning for the Red Sox, you're going to have to go ahead, and it's got to be scored by the Blue Jays against Garrett Richards, because Robbie Ray probably is not going to give this up. The Red Sox offense is, they've been doing damage against bullpens, not so much against starting pitchers. And Robbie Ray might be the best starting pitcher for the Blue Jays. He's a lefty at Fenway Park, which is always scary. Obviously, that can be a dangerous situation when you come into these situations, just because you got that short, you know, the green monster and whatnot. But this is a must-win game for the Blue Jays. I mean, they really have no other... They're in trouble. We know they're in trouble. They're well back of the Red Sox right now, and they're not really a threat to the Red Sox. But if they're going to do anything, they've got to start to do it like right now. And on the road, Robbie Ray is 3-2 with a 3.14 ERA. That's pretty good, okay? At home, he's 5-3 with a 3.11 ERA. So pretty much the same guy at home and on the road for the Toronto Blue Jays. The Blue Jays offense, I think, is going to get to Garrett Richards. I think Robbie Ray is going to have a decent game for his team, for the Blue Jays. And here's the thing. I mean, again, just looking at Garrett Richards and how he's been in his last start, given the fact he's going up against this potent lineup, can hit a lot of home runs. We know that he gives up home runs, which is really a scary situation. In the first five, if you take the Blue Jays on the run line, which is minus a half a run, they've got to be leading, but it's even money. Blue Jays to be leading after five. They were leading after five last night, and they lost. Red Sox are the most come from behind wins of anybody, but they are going down, and then they're going to work on bullpens. And, you know, the Blue Jays bullpen blew it. The Yankees bullpen blew two of the three wins in the last series. It was on the Yankees bullpen. First five run line for the Toronto Blue Jays here for a half a run. First five, half a run. Even money on the Blue Jays for a half a unit is the other play I'm going to run on here, going against Garrett Richards and going on Robbie Ray to pitch well for five innings here, give up a run or two, because I think you're going to get a bunch of runs given up here by the Blue Jays. I think it's a bad matchup. Power hitting team against a guy who gives up home runs for the Red Sox, who hasn't been that great so far here in the second half of the season with three home runs given up his last start. Half a unit there, even money on Robbie Ray and the Twins. Run line, first five innings, minus half a run, even money. Okay, so the three plays, in addition to the three plays going on right now for Team USA, we're going Team USA men's basketball, minus 23.5 for minus 113. We're going plus 42, Iran here at minus 110 for the game. And then the Red Sox and the Blue Jays. Blue Jays minus half a run on the run line. First five here for the Red Sox and the Blue Jays at Fenway Park. I might add, we might have a yes/no run first inning for that other half a unit in the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat to get in there, or underneath me here on YouTube, click the link and you can get on in. I'm gonna go watch some Mexico Canada softball and see if we can get our first bet cashed of the night here, and then hopefully I'm gonna wake up and see some good results for Team USA softball and Team USA and Australia soccer. I mean, my gosh, it's July. Can we please get to Labor Day? My goodness. At some point this week, by the way, I made a play today on a future, another NFL future for a win total that I like a lot, and I'll give that to you. We already have the Raiders and the Steelers. I made my third bet today, so I'll give that out at some point during this week of this, as when we get to a day where it's just really kind of probably tomorrow, maybe tomorrow or Thursday. I don't know. This week, I'll give you another NFL future you can jump on from a win total perspective if you would like. My name is Matt Peralta. Follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt each and every morning. It's the Daily Juice Podcast right here on bettingpros.com, brought to you by BetMGM.